This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Interesting to see Elections Canada has canceled that $650,000 plan to have 13 so-called influencers who are meant to encourage young people to vote in the upcoming federal election. I guess it seems like the 13 chosen were not so nonpartisan after all, having made statements like, I have a man crush on the prime minister, or he's the ideal man. But I question the intent of the program in the first place, of getting more young people out to vote. I mean, because personally, I have no problem with people who don't vote. They're not engaged. They don't care. Strong bet they don't know the issues. So increasing the number of ill-informed voters, I don't think it does anything to enhance our democracy. I mean, what important decision would be? I mean, we're talking about choosing what party governs an organization of over 275,000 employees, 101 core departments, 26 agencies, another 71 crown corporations, and other government enterprises. I mean, the federal government's going to take in about $339 billion this year in taxes right out of the pockets of individuals and business. They'll spend about $329 billion on programs, another $26 billion on interest on the past debt. I mean, the federal government handles all sorts of things, trade issues, sets tax policy, makes laws governing criminal activity. So how is the decision as to who's in charge best made by ill-informed voters? Elections Canada states that their goal is to remove barriers to voting. Well, if that's the case, then I would start with figuring out the best way to help young voters understand the issues. I mean, the competing political parties certainly aren't going to help. I mean, a great case can be made that with their over-the-top hyperbole and misleading statements, they make matters worse, and they actually turn off voters. Well, I'll give you another example. I mean, despite the fact that economics and finance play a pivotal role in issues ranging from the sustainability of healthcare to climate change, from help for the homeless to pipelines, there's no effort to include the basics of finance and economics in public school. So how can we be surprised when people aren't engaged in issues they know nothing about? Well, don't get me wrong. It's also incumbent upon voters to make their best efforts to be informed. And if some don't take the time, then I'm happy they choose not to vote. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.